This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Former Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray is now officially in the race for the Democratic nomination for Ohio governor. But although Ohio Supreme Court Justice Bill O'Neill promised to get out of the race if Cordray became a candidate, now O'Neill says he's in. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to sort through it all. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So didn't O'Neill initially say he would not run against Cordray?
Yes, he did. He did say that some months ago.
What happened?
Well, I think he hasn't really explained himself in any great detail, but the only thing we know about it is that he wanted Cordray or one of the other Democratic candidates for governor to adopt his platform, which his platform apparently consists of legalizing marijuana, taxing it, and using the money for recovery programs for opioid addicts and the mentally ill. And he wants Cordray or somebody who is on the Democratic side to adopt that platform. And he suggested that, you know, if that happened, then maybe he would get out. I don't know. You know, it's really inexplicable at this point.
So no idea why he's changed his mind.
It's because of that issue, apparently.
What has Cordray had to say about O'Neill staying in or getting into the race?
Cordray will say nothing. I talked to him last week, and he absolutely refused to discuss Bill O'Neill or actually the other Democratic candidates that are in the race. There were, you know, four others, of course. But he's staying away from it. He will not talk about Bill O'Neill.
Well, Bill O'Neill, of course, is an Ohio Supreme Court justice. He's getting a lot of pressure, but he should step down. He has, hasn't he? What's happened?
What he has said is that he would resign on January 26th. You know, he wants to stay around and finish some cases. They're still open. But there's an enormous call, particularly from Republicans, saying, you know, that he needs to leave now. You can't be a declared candidate for a partisan office, which he is, and sit on the bench at the same time. It's just a clear violation of judicial ethics. And he disagrees. The Ohio State Bar Association president came out last week and said, you know, he must resign immediately. So, you know, he's stubborn. He will not do it.
Well, there is talk that some of the Republicans are saying in the state legislature they're talking about removing him from office. Do they have the power to do that?
They do. The state representative from Miamisburg put in a resolution for removal of Bill O'Neill from the Supreme Court. It's a law, that very obscure law, that dates back to 1851 and has never been used. And it would require two-thirds of the Ohio House and two-thirds of the Ohio Senate to vote to remove him. Now, there's a provision in there that he could come in and present his case to the legislature, but I don't know if it's going to get that far. It's you know, very complicated, and more than likely, he's just going to end up staying there until January 26th, even though there is this enormous pressure on him to resign. You can't be a partisan candidate and be on the bench at the same time.
What are his chances for actually winning the Democratic nomination for Ohio governor?
Well, probably not great, but although O'Neill, over the decades, has been a pretty strong name in Ohio politics, not necessarily because of him. You know, he's obviously won a race for Ohio Supreme Court, but it's a good political name like Brown in Ohio. There are certain names that tend to do well. It's going to be a very competitive race, and I think Rich Cordray is going to have the money. Rich Cordray is going to have the big endorsements from Barack Obama, Elizabeth Warren, maybe even Bernie Sanders. You know, he's going to have these people campaigning for him, raising money for him. I think if there's a favorite in a race, it's probably him right now, but you have to look at the other candidates and say, hey, they're working hard. They're working hard to get name recognition around the state, so.
We do have a Republican candidate for Ohio governor in town today.
Yes, Jim Renacci, yes. He is going to announce his running mate, and it's almost a certainty that it's going to be Amy Murray, the Cincinnati City Council member who was just reelected.
So we'll find out for sure. You're going. That's at 11:30 today.
Yes.
So you'll be reporting on that later.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Howard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.